Last night, a live music event produced in Western Massachusetts premiered with four different bands on Facebook Live. As New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman reports, the pandemic, the ban on large gatherings, and a closure of clubs and bars is virtually changing up the music scene around the region and beyond.
Let's get this going here. Hopefully my neighbors don't complain. It's probably a little loud.
On the first night of the 413 hashtag Social Distancing Fest, singer-songwriter Faith Rowe was the opening act from her home in Agawam, Massachusetts.
There's a burning inside. I try to push it down.
The music continues tonight and tomorrow night, and the Social Distancing Fest, a phrase Dylan Pylon says he and his friends coined, is booked into April. Pylon, in Marketing by Day, describes himself as a music evangelist.
Depending on the day and the time, a different music act will be live streaming a performance from their remote location into a Facebook event that the public can view at no cost to them.
There is a tip jar. Each artist will have a Venmo link. Pylon says he and his buddies, one a music promoter, are producing these events as a way for musicians to maybe recoup some money they're losing during the pandemic.
Some of the bigger acts that we have Will Evans, who's a founding member of Barefoot Truth, which is a nationally touring act. And we have some really great local musicians like Seven Roads Band, Feel Good Drift.
And they've booked more than 30 rock, folk, blues, hip-hop, and jazz musicians and an Eagles cover band. And what if a band doesn't live together?
We have had some acts come to us and say, hey, it's just going to be, you know, the lead singer, guitar player performing because the rest of the band might be on quarantine somewhere else in the country, you know, so that they can't even get together physically in one place, even if they wanted to. So
it's up to the artists, Pylon says, to navigate the most current public health restrictions. And in the interest of self-quarantining, he, for one, is not hosting any watch parties, and he hopes no one else will either.
We do hope that doing something like this will help incentivize people not to go out, and hopefully we can flatten the curve. And if all goes well, come April 7th, the governor of Massachusetts might lift the ban, and we can go back to resuming a quasi-normal lifestyle.
And tonight, like usual in the Pioneer Valley, there are just too many good bands playing at the same time. Over at the Parlor Room in Northampton, or rather through their website, the first of their house sessions, on stage from their own home, the Winter Pills. If you look around on social media, you'll see all sorts of live events, music for kids, knitting circles, painting lessons, yoga, some interesting things to try to distract us from the current reality. Maybe it'll work, at least in the first week. For New England Public Radio, I'm Jill Kaufman.